masked savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I'm your host, Zainab. Dear listeners, today we'll talk about a very interesting topic, that is du'as, supplication about Mahdawiyyah. A very warm welcome, Dr. Karimi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Thank you so much for accepting the invitation.
My pleasure.
Have a very tough schedule and still you come to the studio. Thank you so much for being with us once again. So it's our pleasure to discuss the supplications of Mahdawiyyah. The supplications that you have been talking about, you talked about Du'a Ma'rifat, you talked about many other supplications. You talked about the last supplication that we were talking about was something taught by Imam Zaman, Ajallah Ta'ala himself. And that's one of the most profound supplications, Allahumma rizqna tawfiqatul ta'a, which asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the potential, to give us the power to obey him and to stay away from his disobedience and all, and talks about more than 26 subjects, you said. So you said commentary on this is not possible. However, the commentary should be done. Well, here we want to, since this is the dua taught by Imam Zaman, Ajallah Ta'ala Faraja himself, we do not want to just, pass away from this dua like that. Just explaining, like you said, this dua talks about modesty, it talks about disloyalty, it talks about to stay away from nonsense talks, it talks about to give us the potential to hear sincere advices, it talks about the blessings of religious teachings, religious leaders, the dead and the dignity. It talks about peace of mind. It talks about modesty of women that is so, so much needed in the society. It talks about so many social issues like about rich and poor, the patience of poor, and about patience you were talking in the last episode. I would want you to, if you have something to say on that note,
sure,
to continue.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As I mentioned, of course, we are not going to have a commentary on all the phrases. Only in this session, I will talk about some of the phrases, and then inshallah the listeners will follow the discussion by reading the books. And maybe some sessions would be dedicated to a commentary on this dua.
Sure.
In one part of this dua, we are talking about the importance of niyyah or intention by saying wasidqan niyyah. Again, it shows the significance of the intention, because many of us as the Muslims, as the, faithful people, we may do a lot of good actions, but sometimes our intentions are not only divine. Sometimes we do some good actions, but for showing off.
Yeah,
I would like to just share one narration in this regard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I'm the best partner. If any person does one action and making another person partner to me, that is, he does one action for me and for him to be praised by the people,
okay,
then as a partner, I give all this action to my partner, which means that it is as if he had not done anything for me.
For me, yeah.
So there won't be any reward for that. This is in Al-Kahfi, volume 2, page 295. Also, in this supplication, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for irfan al-hurma, or Allah make us aware of the forbidden actions. And this is showing the importance of religious knowledge. It's been mentioned by all the scholars of religion that it is incumbent upon all Muslims to know their obligations, to know the forbidden actions, at least to the extent that, it's possible for them to commit them. In the Quran, in chapter Tawbah, verse 122, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it is the duty of some people in each community to go and to learn about the religion and then to come back and teach the people. Yeah, the famous verse of An-Nafr, وَمَا كَانَ الْمُؤْمَنُونَ لِيَنْفِرُوا كَافَّةً. It is not for the faithful to go forth en masse. All of them are not able to go to study the religious knowledge. But فلولا نفر من كل فرقة منهم طائفة ليتفقهوا في الدين. But why should not there a group from each of their sections go forth to become learned in religion and to warn their people when they return to them? ولينذر قومهم إذا رجعوا إليهم. So it is the duty of the people. Either they themselves should become a specialist in the religion, or if they are not able, they should refer to the scholars of the religion. It's been mentioned that Imam Ali alayhi salam, he was going to the bazaars or on the pulpit. He was shouting and telling the people that first you need to know the laws of transactions and then go and trade. Otherwise, you may commit some sins like riba or usury. This is in Al-Kafi, volume 5, page 150. We also talked about the importance of protecting our tongues, and I shared some narrations in this regard. In the Quran, in chapter Baqarah, verse 269, we read, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يؤتي الحكمة من يشاء. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants wisdom to whoever he wishes. وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. And he who is given wisdom is certainly given an abundant good. وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ إِلَّا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. And none takes admonition except those who possess intellect. Now, this is the importance of hikmah and, I mean, wisdom. So in one way, it is also related to the topic of the tongue, because it is through our tongue that we can give the wisdom that we have acquired, and we can learn it from other people. So it is khayran kathiran, it is abundant good, but as long as it is our tongue is protected from the sins. In another part of the dua, we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our stomach away from forbidden foods, which is a very important topic, and nowadays it is very relevant to our life and lifestyle. We know that there is a very direct relation between our body and our soul. So if we are consuming foods which are forbidden or which are bought by the unlawful money and so on and so forth, then definitely we will see the effects in our souls.
Yeah.
It's been mentioned that the Holy Prophet, addressing his famous companion Abu Dhar, said that, O Abu Dhar, a person who doesn't care from which way he earns money, I mean legal way or forbidden way, then it doesn't make any difference for God from which gate of Jahannam throws him into the hellfire.
Oh.
So this is the importance of the way that we gain and earn money. This is in Bahar al-Anwar, volume 74, page 86. And we know that on the day of Ashura in the land of Karbala, Imam Hussein alayhi salam told the enemies, the soldiers of Umar ibn Sa'd, that one of the main reasons that you are fighting me is the fact that your bellies are filled with the forbidden food. So this is the importance of this part of
how do
of
you
the
gain?
Imam Ali alayhi salam in one narration says, the worst of properties is the one from which charity is not given, and also the obligatory zakat is not given.
Paid.
Yeah, it's not paid. In another part, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for being away from any kind of oppression and also from robbery.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people might assume that as Shias, faithful people, for sure we are away from oppression, from thefts, from robbery. But the point is that when we refer to the narrations, robbery is not only going into the houses of the people and
stealing the property.
Stealing something, yeah. For example, according to one narration mentioned by Sheikh As-Saduq in Al-Khisal 101, page 153, a person who doesn't pay the zakat, it is a kind of robbery, it is a kind of theft. So he is considered based on jurisprudence,
mm-hmm.
but according to values discussed in ethics, he is also a kind of thief. Or a person who doesn't pay the dowry of his wife.
All right.
It is another example of theft. Or a person who, takes a loan from another person but does not have the intention of giving back to
him. Giving back.
This is another example of robbery and theft.
Or one of the very important is like not taking care of orphans when you have.
Yeah, sure.
Sure. So, Dr. Karimi, I'll be talking to you about that. Here we need to take a short break. The listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
In another part of this dua, we are talking about our eyes and our ears and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to making them away from different sins like betrayal, like looking at forbidden sins, like listening to vain talk and riba and backbiting.
And Dr. Karimi, I think in this time, in the contemporary time, it's so much needed, especially we have the apps. You don't have even intention of seeing something very bad, but this just comes up. Like we are surrounded, we live in a digital world wherein you have everything coming up in front of your eyes. And in that, to stay very firm on your faith is really very difficult.
Yeah, and the same.
And it's much needed dua, much
exactly.
needed supplication.
And the same is true about our ears. Unfortunately, again, through these social medias, we are, getting used to some of the forbidden music. For
especially,
the first time, we may be sensitive, but gradually we get used to it as if it is legal. And
It's not only social media. I mean, on the international airports, you see there's old-time music. Well, whenever you travel in a taxi in a non-Islamic country,
exactly.
Whenever you travel in some public transport.
Yeah, in some
transport,
cases, we have no way out. But
we have no way out, and it's really, really difficult to...
Yeah, but the point is that sometimes we do it intentionally, and
we do not pay
necessary attention. Then we gradually get used to it, and we consider it, for example,
it's not something forbidden.
Music.
Yeah,
and it is because of the we say that we are not
trying to justify things.
Yeah, we try to justify. So let me just share one narration by Imam Ali alayhi salam. He says that when you are granted all these blessings by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the least that is obligatory upon you is that not to commit sins by the same blessings.
True.
So your ears are a blessing from God. Your eyes are blessing.
And you'll be asked about all of your blessings
exactly.
on the last day.
You shouldn't disobey God who has given you these blessings by the same blessings. So I think these are some of the just beginning phrases of this dua. Allahumma rzuqna tawfiqata. I just wanted to shed some light over some of the phrases.
You shed such a beautiful
really
light on that.
Such
a beautiful light on that. And that was such a beautiful dua. Dear listeners, I recommend you to definitely go for this dua as it contains a lot of things, like talks about disloyalty that's so much in the society, talks about sincerity, talks about modesty is like not only something that is in your appearance, because some people think that's in our appearance. Modesty that is when you are all alone. It can be modesty of your eyes, of your ears, like Dr. Karimi explained that so beautifully in the entire session. Thank you so much, Dr. Karimi. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Stay tuned for more interesting programs to the station. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.